Amen and amen. Glad to see you here on this wonderful Lord's Day. Acts, we're just moving right on through. We're in chapter 3, verses 12 through 26, and we'll just look at that together at the beginning. Peter starts speaking to the onlookers here, and at verse 12, we pick up, when Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We were witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has this complete healing to him, as you can see. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders, but this is how God's faithful, what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ whom you've been appointed, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among the people.' Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many as spoken, have foretold these days, and you are heirs of the prophet and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, 'Through your offspring all people on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant, he let him first to you bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways." If you've been with us the last few weeks, you know we've been in Acts. Last week we saw the miraculous healing of the crippled man, and how I love that story. we said last week that Peter and John now were people of prayer. That's why a lot of this happened, because they had been at prayer. They had been going to pray, at 9 in the morning, 12 noon, 3 in the evening. And they were people of prayer. And then the famous scripture, or it really stuck out to us last week, "Then Peter said, 'Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.'" And we saw how the crippled beggar jumped to his feet, and how he walked, and how he was leaping, and how he was running into the temple. And everybody around had saw him where he wasn't doing any walking or leaping or running. He'd been there for year after year after year after year. And Jesus healed him. Jesus healed him. So today, as we continue to look at this scripture, the first verse here is, is 12 and 13. "When Peter saw this, he said to them, 'Men of Israel, why does this surprise you?'" So he starts out saying, why are you so surprised here? What's the problem? "Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we've made this walk? Why are you looking at me? We didn't do this. Why are you thinking we might have done it? The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the God of our fathers has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed." He's kind of reminding these folks, listen, you handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate. Pilate then said, I find nothing wrong with this man. And what did you do? You demanded that they release a criminal. You hand him over to be killed. You disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. So, Peter saw an opportunity. They had saw the cripple be healed. And here come a bunch of people. Here come a crowd of people. And Peter says, here's a crowd of people. I think I'll preach. I think I'm going to tell them these things. I think I'm going to take this opportunity, and we're going to talk about the power of Jesus. We're going to talk about holiness. We're going to talk about the real subject here, and that's Jesus. And he starts to do that. So the people were amazed, and here's the cripple. We knew him. We've been walking by him. We've been seeing him. And now he's running, he's leaping, he's being healed. What a stir must have been going on. And Peter says, I've got something else to say here. And as people just marveled and looked at the healed man, Peter and John says, we need to clear something up here. This is not me, this is not Peter and John here. But I've got something to tell you about somebody. His name's Jesus. And the power and the holiness is not of mankind, but it's of Jesus. It's of Jesus Christ. There's still healing in his name. There's still power and holiness in his name. And this miracle didn't happen to glorify Peter and John. Or man, this miracle happened to bring glory to Jesus, to God the Father. This is what you need to see. That God sent his Son, his servant, Jesus. God sent him, the Messiah, and the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, our fathers. Listen, the Messiah came. This is to glorify him. 14 and 15 on the screen, you disown the holy and righteous one. Now he's having to remind them of some hard stuff. You disown the holy and righteous one and ask that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We're witnesses of this. Now all this stuff you've been saying and doing, I'm trying to explain to you, Peter was saying, listen, you had him killed. You denied him. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be released in his place. You killed the author of life. But don't worry, I got some good news. God raised him from the dead, and we're witnesses of this. The death of Jesus, he was going to tell them about that. And we got to be careful here. When Peter was saying, you had him killed, you disowned him, you did these things. And he was reminding them of what they had done. But I remind us all today that you had Jesus killed, that I had Jesus killed, that your sin and my sin and the sin of this world was upon Jesus' back when he died. So my sin was there. Your sin was there. Jesus died for the sins of every man. And no man is exempt from God's love. You see, he loves us all. And nobody's exempt from Jesus' death. Arrogance, rebellion, all kinds of things goes on. But if we will accept him as our Savior and Lord, his love comes to us. So Peter, now you did this, disowned him. You denied the Holy One. You, okay, I got that. But today in 2019, it was me and it was you. Our sin sent him there. It was for my sins he died. Say that with me. It was for my sins he died. It was for sins he died. It was for He died. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it, that it was your sin that he died for. Our sin put him on the cross. No crime, innocent completely of the charges. And Peter is saying, Pilate even recognized this. And that still wasn't good enough for you. You wanted this murder released. But God declared that this Jesus, the servant, the Messiah, he was perfectly, perfectly righteous, without any sin whatsoever. But you desired a murderer to be released. You desired him over Jesus, over the Holy One, over the Just One. You said, release the murderer. And unbelievers today, what do? They choose sin over holiness. They choose unrighteousness over righteousness. Death over life is what people who deny the Lord are choosing. Peter is calling Jesus here the Prince or the Author of Life. He says the Author of Life. He's trying to say he is the source of all life, this Messiah, this Savior. And then he says to them, he says, you know, yes, you had all this done, you killed him. But don't worry, listen here, I want to tell you something. God raised him from the dead. And we're witnesses of this. God raised him from the dead. So it was the name of Jesus that made this guy whole. It was the name of Jesus that helped this crippled man be whole physically and spiritually. Don't look to the name of Peter and John. Don't look to us. They're saying in so many words here, this was the Jesus that you denied. This was the Jesus you ignored. This is the one that was crucified and was raised again. This is who performed this miracle. It's Jesus is the subject. Jesus is the one who done this. Pardon me. Verses 17 and 18 on the screen, it says, now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Now, brothers, I know you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through the prophets. You know, you might have acted in ignorance. You didn't know everything. But what about the prophets who came? What about the people who told you? What about the prophets who prophesied, who told you about the Messiah? Why didn't you pay attention? Why didn't you pay attention to what the prophets were saying to you? And one day, people in our day and time that ignore Jesus, I believe one of the questions will be, why did you ignore the message? Why did you ignore the message of salvation when it was taught, when it was preached, when you saw it on the internet or the TV or the whatever, and you had opportunity after opportunity? Why did you not respond to the message? Why did you're without excuse? Because it was told to you. The prophets told you. People in 2019, it's being preached. Jesus is being preached. You're without excuse. And then he says on down in the scripture here, you got to repent. You got to repent and be converted. You can't just know a little bit about this, that, and the other in the Bible, but you've really got to repent. You got to say you're sorry for sin and be converted. You turn from sin and turn to God. And if you'll do it, your sins are blotted out. Your sins are forgiven. They're erased. They're smeared out, rubbed off, wiped out, however you want to say it. And you're whole if you'll accept Jesus. then the Bible goes on here in the next verse or so and says, the Lord will send times of refreshing from His Spirit. You ever need times of refreshing as a born-again Christian? I know I do. I believe you do too. And He'll send those times. You've accepted Him. You're His, and you've repented. You've been converted. And He, with His Spirit, will send these times of refreshment upon you, of renewal, of grace that'll be there for you, of joy of the Lord will be there. But we can't forget repentance. We cannot forget it in 2019 or any other year, that repentance is absolutely necessary for forgiveness. We cannot forget it. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't smile it away. We can't music it away. We can't drama it away. You must be born again. And to be born again, you must repent of sin and be forgiven then. Turn from sin and turn to Christ. You must be born again. You must repent. And we can't forget that. And the scripture goes on. Moses predicted that God would send the prophets. Moses predicted that. All the prophets from Samuel predicted the same thing, the coming of God in His judgment. So it's been said. Now the next slide. We're not Peter and John. We're not at the site of Solomon's porch. We're not at the site of where the crippled was healed. But the source of power and holiness is Jesus. Don't get your mind and your eyes off Jesus. Your human nature will try to take you there. The devil himself will try to take us all there. Do not allow it. The source of power and holiness is Jesus. It's not the money. It's not the cripple. It's not the miracle that happened was because of Jesus. Not Peter, not John, Jesus. The source of power and holiness is Jesus. Now the next one. The death and resurrection of Jesus. Cannot get away from it. Should not want to. Can never get away from it, because the death and resurrection of Jesus, Peter was saying to this crowd here that gathered, pardon me, he said, this is the truth. This is the part of it. Listen, you had Him killed, you denied Him, on and on, but this is the truth of the matter. He died, He was resurrected, and we're here to tell you about it. We witnessed it. That's our job again today. Next slide. Jesus name made the cripple whole. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, walk. Right? Silver, gold, I don't have it. But what I have, I'm going to give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And guess what? He did. Because of Jesus. Next slide. We must repent and be converted. No other way to get to heaven except through Jesus' name. And we must repent of sin. Say we're sorry for sin. Say, God, forgive me of my sin. And turn from those sin and turn to God. And the next one, Jesus is coming back. Well, when's He coming? Don't worry about when. Just know it could be right now. Before I snap my finger, it could be right now. Could it be tomorrow? Yes. Could it be next week? Could it be 1,000 years? Yes. Could it be 50 days? Yes. The fact of it is we don't know when He's coming, but we know He is coming. And it's part of His story. And He says, be ready. Be ready when I come. And take as many with you to heaven as you can. Be ready. So, what are we going to do this week? Well, I've got a few circumstances that are going to limit me from doing as much as I did last year. And I can't help that on Love Out Loud. Maybe you do too. Maybe you can't show up every day in the morning and go out and work. Maybe you won't get to every service. I don't know. But you can get to some of them. You can do something. You can love out loud this week, just as sure as I'm standing here. Well, I'm not Peter. I'm not John. I know that. I'm not Peter or John either. You know that. But we are Christ's followers. We have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we say we're Christians, we're to be Christ-like, and here's an opportunity for love out loud. What do you do? You love people. Well, where are you going to love people? In the city? In the county? Yes. Well, I got to work Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You're going to love them where you work. You're going to be mindful of love out loud. You're going to be mindful to love people. And when the Holy Spirit speaks in your spirit and He says, there's the one. There's the one, or here's the opportunity. What are you going to do? You're going to take it. And you're going to love people in the name of Jesus. Wherever you find yourself. Well, will you be giving out a meal? Maybe. Will you be spreading mulch? You might be. You're going to be painting a room? Could be. Are you going to go to the hospital and talk to people? You may be. I don't know what all we'll do. But let's do it in the name of Jesus. Because the power and the holiness comes from Jesus. The miracles come from Jesus. Not a program called LOL. Not a certain prophet or preacher or teacher. Jesus is the subject. Well, what will I share? What if I get down here doing this, doing that, or the other, or washing some homeless person's head, or doing this over here in the project, or doing this here, there, and the other? What if they ask me a question I don't know? Say, I don't know the answer to that exactly. But what? But Jesus. And go on with the power. Go on with His death and resurrection. And go on that we got to repent and be converted. And He's coming back. Peter had an audience, didn't he? And you say, well, what? Will I run into where something like that's happened this week? Maybe. Maybe not. But he had him an audience now. People had heard, and as going through Solomon's colonnade, and they had heard this, man, and that it got their attention. And God moved that way so it would do just what it did. He said, I'm ready for a harvest of souls here, so I'm going to pick out this crippled man right here. They've saw him for years, never walked since birth. And the miraculous is going to happen in Jesus' name. Jesus is going to do this miracle. And they'll start talking. And they did. And then Peter has this audience. He just keeps on. Will you have an audience this week? Probably so. How big will it be? Who knows? Might be an audience of one. Might be an audience of two. Might be five. Could be 10. Who knows how many. But you'll have somebody that you can serve this week. Peter said, listen, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk. That expectation, that trust, it was there. May we trust the Lord Jesus this week. And whatever we do, may we have that trust. May we have that expectant spirit about us that God is going to move. Well, Peter had the courage and he spoke up. I pray we'll have the courage and speak up. Jesus is the subject. Jesus is the subject. All these bags up here represent people. People you might run into this week. Maybe it's a visual of somebody that needs the love of the Lord. But you know you'll run into somebody. Well, I can't come Monday and Tuesday. Okay, they keep stressing that's okay. Come when you can. And wherever you're at on Monday and Tuesday, love people. So here we are with the blessings of God. May we go out this week and may we encourage others and may we keep the subject where it is. Jesus. Jesus is the subject.